Okay, so my name is Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 25th of July 2009 at 3:21 p.m. from Trafalgar Square and the One Another Project. If I could ask you to tell us your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
Yes, I'm Charles Hunt. I'm 63, and I come from York.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us when it was you first found out about the One Another Project?
It must have been very near when it started. I forget where, probably in one of the newspapers, probably The Guardian or somewhere. I noticed it because of the Anthony Gormley name, and I do like Anthony Gormley.
So what was it that motivated you to apply for a place on the plinth?
I just like the idea. I really like the Son. I don't know who did the Son of Man thing. I thought that looked so good, and it seemed a beautiful extension of that that particular artwork. And I do like Anthony Gormley particularly, and I thought it'd be great fun to try. I didn't expect to get in, but I thought I'd apply anyway, with very little chance of getting in. But I must be the only old man from North Yorkshire who'd applied at that time.
So what is it you're going to do when you
are? I'm going to be Charles Dickens, doing Charles Dickens readings as he did, or fairly, as I imagine he did, which I do sometimes in York at. Because I do the ghost trail in York, I do a ghost walk from outside York Minster every night. And people often say I look like Dickens, whether that's true or not, so I thought I'd go the whole hog.
So can you explain, for the record, what it is you're wearing and what it is you'll be taking with you as well?
Well, I'm wearing a frock coat and waistcoat with a watch chain. I'll be just taking up a glass of wine, if they'll let me, and a cigar, if they'll let me, and my books to read from. I'm going to read from Dr. Marigold's prescription and Death of Nancy, if the plinth is wide enough for me to be dramatic on that. I've got a false beard, which I'm rather disappointed with. I have my moustache tinted, but they rather overdid it. I ended up looking like Pedro, the porn star from 1960s film or something. And so I had to dye the beard black as well, so it looks a bit like a Chaplin villain rather than a Charles Dickens, but I'm going to do my best. My hair lacquered so it sticks out of the sides.
And can you tell us a little bit about what you do with ghost tours you said that you got in York?
Yes, it's just a thing in the evening. If it's something to do in the evening, I take large groups of tourists around the city and tell them horrible ghost stories and about the terrible things that happened in York, because we're the most haunted city in the world. So, and the ghost trail of York is probably the best, the ghost trails. And it's a nice chance to wear a top hat, you know, which I don't. Most, I always wanted a top hat when I was little. Now I have an excuse to wear one now. I'm older.
And can you tell us a little bit about your background, kind of what it is you've done, what it is you get up to most of the time?
I do lots of other things, a lot of acting type things, particularly York Mystery Plays at the moment on the Wagons, which are turning up again next year. I was Beelzebub last time they did it, I don't know who I'll be this time. I teach English as a foreign language, I sell music books, proofread, I do all kinds of odd bits, write plays, direct plays, acting plays, and short films, that sort of thing.
So how was it you felt when it was announced to you that you had a place up on the plinth?
Oh, it was a great thrill. That was wonderful. I was a bit scared, and I still am scared, you know, of the height. It looks, well, it probably is higher than it looks, in fact, but a bit nervous about the height and width, but ready to give it a go.
And who would you say you're doing it for?
Oh, it's purely selfish, I think it must be. Well, family's enjoying the... All the family's kind of come down to London to see me do it, but I must be doing it for myself. Just purely selfish, showing off.
And you mentioned you like Anthony Gormley's work as well. What is it about his artwork that appeals to you?
Well, it is very approachable. It's very, you know, it's not very, very difficult. It isn't very hard work, although some of the ideas are beautifully complex. I mean, the favourite one of mine was the... I won't remember the name now, Domain Field, which I saw at the Baltic. But I've always liked everything he's done so far, or just about everything he's done. And it's nice that a serious artist kind of have such a popular appeal. Everybody's heard of Anthony Gormley, and it's isn't a nasty elitist little bit of, you know, self... Sorry, I don't know what I'm saying, but you know what I mean.
No, thank you.
I don't know nothing about art. I'm not telling you.
Can you tell us what kind of reaction you're expecting or you'd like when you go up on the plinth?
I would like polite attention. I expect jeers. I don't know. I have done Dickens readings before, but in more staid and ordinary places, and, you know, York Theatre Royal and Barley Hall in York, that sort of thing. But it'd be a test to do it in this peculiar circumstance. And I think there ought to be a statue of Charles Dickens here as well, if anybody.
And what hopes and fears do you have for your experience on the
play? I hope people enjoy it. I hope people enjoy watching it and find it amusing and possibly entertaining.
And if I could ask you to describe yourself, what is it you put on the website? How do you describe yourself as a person?
I think I put nice old-fashioned gentleman or something like that. I don't know whether it's true, but that's what I'd probably aim at.
And what things would you say are most important to you at the moment?
My family, I suppose. Sorry, that's a dumb answer. My family and art generally, particularly plays and films, that sort of thing. But also plastic arts of most sorts. Not happy with a lot of performance art. I mean, it's the sort of thing we used to do for fun when I was a student rather than as a work of art. But this, I think, is a serious and understandable, raising more questions than it answers. I think it's great fun.
And can you expand on the significance and importance of theatre in your life?
York is a very, very theatrical town. There's some very good high-level production. The last thing I was in, actually, was a Beckett play. It was just for the university. It wasn't a serious public one. It was just done at York University. But Beckett's Catastrophe. And standing my first line was, "Why the plinth?" Which I thought must be significant somehow, if I believed in that sort of thing. But York Mystery Plays is the thing I really enjoy being involved with. They go around in wagons around the streets every 4 years, performing the plays as they were in medieval times. Terrible plays, but it's a wonderful spectacle with some beautiful moments.
And did you say that you were a student at one point as well?
I was at one point, but I was a late mature student. But sorry, when I said things I used to do as a student, what I mean is the sort of painting yourself green and standing by the traffic lights waiting for people to press the button were the sort of things we did for fun. It wasn't a work of art and it didn't get subsidised in the old days. But I'm not trying to put that sort of thing on a... This is nothing like that. This is a... I see the point of this. This is serious and it is art. Sorry.
Can you tell us for the record how it is you're feeling 30 minutes before you go up onto the...
Oh, nervous, very nervous. I'm hoping I get to the toilet before I do.
Okay.
No, I'm looking forward to it, but I am a bit nervous.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Roger. So I hope that was all right.